Mini episode 824 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 824. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our season 3 preview for Better Call Saul. The writers and actors have been laying out some hints in the media in the lead-up for the new season about what we're going to see in the third chapter of Saul Goodman's prequel story. Here's the top five elements that we're focusing on going into this season. Number five, Nacho, the Salamanca that we hadn't met during Breaking Bad, is turning into a linchpin of Mike's immersion into the Albuquerque underworld. His double dealings outside of Tuco's control threaten to blow up on him within the cartel, even as he remains unaware of the extent to which Mike intends to avenge the threats levied to his family by the Salamancas. And his early season one dealings with Jimmy could be prelude to another legal entanglement that will cause him to call Saul, so to speak. Number four, Howard will have to decide how much of Chuck's ongoing grudge against Jimmy that he is willing to tolerate. Throughout season one, we saw Howard loyally keep his mouth shut and absorb the bitter heat from Jimmy about being blackballed from HHM, so we know that he's willing to absorb a lot of spears on Chuck's behalf. But the pursuit of vengeance in the Mesa Verde matter is going to run up costs for the firm, not just fiscal, in ways that could easily overwhelm the financial benefits of getting the account back. Because of his vast respect for Chuck and his sympathy for his downfall, Howard has refrained from restraining his partner. The costs of continuing to do so will only mount from here. Number three, Kim is going to have to commit to every aspect of Jimmy all the way or cut bait. Season two featured a constant push and pull with her more conservative style and her ability to tolerate Jimmy playing fast and loose, but she is now implicated in Jimmy's attempt to save the Mesa Verde account for her. At the end of the season, she was sticking by him to a surprising extent, but she's going to have to confront the question of whether she's really changed enough to fully accept him as he is, warts and all, or if he still has the potential to drive her away at some point with his flexible ethical standards. With Kim not around in any capacity once Jimmy becomes Saul, we know that their story ends probably unhappily. Season 3 should offer significant hints, if not the outright answer, as to how that materializes. Number two, more integration between the arcs of Jimmy and Mike will be a very good thing. The structure of season two worked just fine, even if it took an unconventional turn, with the A and B plots rarely existing on common canvas. Jimmy continued working through his own backstory and the issues, predominantly with Chuck, that did so much to push him along the path to eventually becoming Saul, while Mike's introductory adventures into the Albuquerque crime scene started to lay the groundwork for the world that we would later see in Breaking Bad. But we know that arcs have to intersect at some point, if for no other reason than we know factually that Saul will inhabit the world that Mike is just discovering. The question of the entire series is how do we get from here to there, and it's very likely that Season 3 will do much to bridge that gap. Number 1. The show's creative team is on record as saying that the reintroduction of Gus on our TV screens is but one part of the return of the Southwest underworld that we've been waiting for. It's delicious to consider the implications of this. Could Juan Bolsa, or even the cartel boss himself, be coming back? How about Danny Trejo as Tortuga? The actor went on record back in 2015 as saying that he'd love to reprise the role. Even Hank and Gomi could end up back in the mix if the DEA starts investigating any of these people in particular. Gus's return, which was kept off-screen in the season 2 finale, marks a turning point for this series. We've been teased throughout the first two campaigns about how and when this great character story was going to be injected with more of the patented Breaking Bad adrenaline. The beginning of this critical phase is underway, and we know that it will wipe aside the entire pre-Saul Goodman world eventually. But there are many miles of desert road still ahead of us before that happens, and season 3 looms as a thrilling sprint throughout that course. We'll be chronicling it here as usual. Thank you for tuning into this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.